If a person hears another Jew saying a bracha, either he did not hear the full bracha. But if you heard the end of the bracha and he's a Jew, then you assume that there was the beginning of the bracha. So mechuita say omei. The discussion: how much of the bracha you have to hear? The Mishnah Berurah brings one opinion. You have to hear the shame of Hashem at the beginning of the bracha and end of the bracha. And others say that even if you heard just the end of the bracha, you have to answer amei. Chayyim says as long as you know which bracha it is, then you should answer amei even if you heard part of it. Even if you have no shayach to that bracha, you think asher yotzeh, you don't go to the bathroom, you also have to answer amei. Kavan, if you want to be yotzeh, with the bracha we saw before, even though you're yotzeh without saying amei, but it's one of the to say amei. Show that he's also agrees with the concept of the bracha. The yotzeh with somebody else's bracha, you have to hear the entire bracha. Amen doesn't help to be yotzeh with somebody else. If the one who's making the bracha is a non-believer or non-Jew or somebody made up a new bracha that does not exist, they do not answer Amen after his bracha. It's not up to us to make up our own brachas.